This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, weaponizing the law, Texas style. We don't read much about it because the news these days is so D.C. and Trump-centric, but if we really want to understand what a weaponized U.S. Department of Justice might look like, it's going after opponents without any pretense of following the rule of law or the Constitution. All we have to do is look at what's happening in Texas under rogue Attorney General Ken Paxton. The Texas legislature failed to put the votes together for his impeachment, not because they didn't have cause, they just didn't have the numbers. Whistleblowers who were the deputies in his office are suing him and the state of Texas for over $6 million for retaliation after they came forward. Don't just say it's like that in Texas, because we're already seeing too much that feels the same in the early months of the new regime at the Justice Department. Cases dropped against Capital One for a $2 billion interest ripoff of its consumers, free passes for Jan 6 stormtroops, suspension of cases on foreign corruption, attacks on civil rights offices as discriminatory, and an endless list of other examples. I was reminded of how vindictive using state legal resources offensively against political enemies can get by a text message I'd almost forgotten about while on the road visiting Acorn offices, organizers, and leaders in India. My longtime comrade and friend, Earl Fitzsimmons, now representing Texas in the wilds of New Jersey, texted me that one of our former organizers was trying to find me. Elaine Cisneros had been a star organizer for Texas Acorn and a successor in Houston, and did a brief stint with Local 100, but his heart was in organizing around immigrant rights, especially in storm recovery after two frequent weather disasters in that city. Coming back to the U.S., I remembered the message and with apologies responded to Elaine. He wanted to see a copy of the Acorn bylaws. It was a strange request, so sending them, I asked, what was up? Elaine sent me a link to an article in the Texas Tribune almost 6 months ago that was news to me, even as it seemed to forecast too much of the future. The organization where he works, FIEL, a Spanish acronym for Familias Inmigrantes y Estudiantes en la Lucha, which translates to immigrant families and students in the fight, had been sued in Houston courts by Paxton, essentially for doing its job of advocating for immigrants and making sure they know their rights. Paxton had claimed FIEL violated federal rules that govern nonprofits' political involvement by criticizing former President Donald Trump, Republican Governor Greg Abbott, and a new state immigration law, and asked the judge to issue a temporary injunction stopping FIEL's current operations. After the court considers the merits of the suit, the state asked for a revocation and termination of FIEL's corporate registration and certificate of formation, dissolution of its existence, and a permanent injunction stopping the group from doing business again in Texas. In Elaine's email, he also mentioned that Paxton was trying to fine FIEL $250,000. It almost goes without saying that Paxton charges are meritless efforts to police protected speech. The point is harassment and running up legal bills. Luckily, they have great representation in MALDEF, the Mexican-American Legal Defense Fund. An ACLU lawyer commenting on the case said, the Attorney General's latest attack on an immigrant rights organization follows a familiar formula of loudly publicized harassment and targeted misinformation to create fear and confusion, said David Donati, a senior staff attorney at the ACLU of Texas. Once again, he wishes to eliminate efforts to educate immigrants, their families, and our communities about our constitutional rights. FIEL is classified as a 501c3 nonprofit by the IRS, so any revocation of its status is a federal, not a state matter. For all the sound and fury, there's never been a clarification by the IRS of what the limits of speech or advocacy might be for such organizations. Churches routinely are overtly political from the pulpit. Trump's own foundation made political donations. This is just an example of what we're likely to see almost routinely of what is called a slap or strategic lawsuit against public participation suit to punish an organization for free speech. There's another lesson here for nonprofits. In the same way that Musk and Zuckerberg have rechartered their organizations in Texas rather than California to escape regulation there, it makes sense for nonprofits to recharter almost anywhere outside of Texas as well. Time to batten the hatches. This is all trouble coming to our front doors when the government accepts no limits to its ability to wreak havoc, seek vengeance, and chill fundamental rights. This is Wade Brathke for questions or comments. www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.